My name is Amelia. I'm 13 years old. Today is December 2nd, and I'm speaking with Marianne, who is my grandma. We're recording this interview in Williamsburg, Virginia. What was my dad like growing up? What are some of your favorite stories about him or her?
Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about each, both my mother and my dad. My mother was a very friendly, outgoing person, and she loved to talk, and she never met a stranger, whereas my father was very quiet and reserved. So they were very different in that manner, but very much alike in their way of thinking and everything else. And I had enjoyed a lot of fun things with both of my parents. My mom taught me how to sew, and she taught me how to crochet a little bit, and just how to do things around the house and everything. Whereas my dad, he took me fishing, so he taught me how to fish, and also he was a woodworker. So he spent a lot of time in a little shop that he had, and I used to spend a lot of time out there with him. I had a hammer and nails that I made pictures out of, and I did a lot of fun things. I used to enjoy doing things like that with him, so it was fun. They were nice people. They were kind people, and I learned a lot from them.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
As I was growing up, I always thought and wanted to be a school teacher, of preferably younger children, like kindergarten or first grade. And that's all I ever thought I would be. But it didn't happen.
What was it like to vote for the first time?
Well, it was very special. I think, you know, at that time we had to be 21 years old to vote, so I waited longer than you will have to wait. And it was memorable in more ways than one. First time I voted, but the first time I voted was on the day of my birthday when I turned 21. So that made it kind of special. And everybody at the polling station made reference to that. Oh, this is the first time she voted, you know, it's her birthday. So that was it.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I have learned so many lessons in life. It's almost difficult to just name a few. Number one, though, I think that one lesson that I learned, I think you would call it a lesson, is that everything that happens in your life happens for a reason. And that has been proven over and over again in my life. When something so terrible has happened, you wonder, you know, well, what if you're going to learn from that or whatever? But it may take a long time, many years perhaps, but you will find out why that happened and why it was the best thing perhaps, or that it happened for the good. So, but other things, just don't be too quick to judge people. You have to kind of sit back and maybe in some cases imagine yourself, if you had been in the same situation, what you may have done. So it's...
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Well, I imagine my life to be, I always wanted to get married and have a family. And I thought I would live happily ever after. But in fact, it didn't work out that way. But in a way, goes back to what I said before about things happen for a reason, because in a way it all worked out perfectly. I mean, I went had to go through a lot of difficult times to reach the point where I'm at today, but I learned so much from it. I became more independent. I became more confident. I became more mature, probably. I grew up a lot. I had to deal with everything by myself for a while. And I just learned so much, and I grew so much from that. I used to be a very shy person, and I guess I learned that sometimes you just have to speak up and for yourself, because nobody else is going to do that. So I just learned so much from all of those things. So it was okay.
What lessons has working taught you?
Okay, my working career probably wasn't as long as a lot of other people, but specifically all at one time, it was about 25 years. And during that time, I had various jobs in a hospital. And each job that I took was a little bit demanded more, and I learned more at each new job that I had. And so I learned a lot along the way. People taught me things, the people that I worked with. I found out I was able to do more than I ever thought I could, and that I knew more than I thought I did. And I learned how to work with other people, to get along with other people, and get along with people in general, because some of the jobs that I had required me to speak with people from in all different kinds of jobs and whatever. So it was an interesting career.
Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
Okay, for the first 7 years of my life, I lived in a big city, Chicago, Illinois, and right in the middle of the city. And you can imagine it was noisy and dirty, probably, and lots and lots of people and everything else. And from that point, I moved from there to a very, very small town, and which was completely different. And then later on, soon thereafter, I moved to the country, and that was even more different. And I lived there for about 3 years in the country. And that was my most favorite place to live. I had no playmates, but I had farm animals to keep me company. And I had, I just enjoyed it. I liked it very much. And it was an experience that not all children have, and I'm glad that I was able to have that experience. And then as I grew up a little bit, then we moved to a town of about 50,000 people. And it was at that point I went to high school and started working, actually. So I had a lot of different things, different places that I lived through my growing up years, but I enjoyed most of them, but I enjoyed living in the country the most.
Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents? Do you remember a time when you felt particularly close to either one of them? Do you remember a time when you made them angry?
Well, I had a good relationship with my parents. I don't know, maybe they spoiled me, but it seemed like we all got along fine, and I'm sure that we had our arguments, but I don't think they were so terrible, because I don't really remember them. So my dad, I think I was maybe a little bit closer to my father than my mother, because there was a time when I was in high school. Now I'm sort of forgetting the dead time. It must have been when I was in high school that I found myself, it was a special time for my father and I because my mother had to go back to Chicago where her parents were. And they, for what reason, I don't remember. But she was gone for about a month. And this was during the summertime when I was home from school and on vacation. And my father and I were together by ourselves for that whole time. And he took the time to teach me how to cook. And so he and I he taught me how to cook. And so I cooked and we did all those things together that I was never able to do with my mother because she was a perfectionist when it came to cooking. And so as I was growing up, we made a deal that I would clean up after dinner and I would do the dishes and do everything else, but she stuck to the cooking. I didn't help her with the cooking at all because I never did anything that she was happy with. So this, with being with my father for a whole month, you know, just about a month, he and I together, he just taught me so many things that, and I don't know, we just really got so close, I think, just in that short period of time. So that was
Tell me about your brother. How would you describe him?
Well, he's my only sibling. So my brother is 7 years older than I. And he's a very smart person. I think too smart in a way, because he's so smart about things that you learn in books and everything, but for everyday things, sometimes he cannot figure out what I think are easy things. What's easy for me is difficult for him, and vice versa, I guess. Yeah. So I guess that's the easiest way. But he's just a very smart person. He has, long ago, he chose a way of life that he never got married. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that he's ever been unhappy about that decision. It was just a decision that he made. And he's 85 years old now, so he's still the bachelor and still going strong. So I think he's doing fine. He's learned how to do a lot, you know, on his own and has seemed to be a happy person for it. And he lives in Arizona.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?